Support for Classical Music According to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org. In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani continued their series of discussions about women who influence classical composers, concluding their conversation about Augusta Holmes.
Well, for all of us who've taken music appreciation in junior high school, it's always been Saint-Saëns who has been the most interesting because we got to hold our noses while we say Saint-Saëns, and try to get it right. But he was also a man who liked the ladies, and they liked him.
So to conclude this romantic, fascinating story of César Franck, who falls in love with a student by the name of Augusta Holmes, who also attracts Saint-Saëns along all the other male faculty of the Conservatoire in Paris. This is a little footnote. The Carnival of the Animals by Saint-Saëns is a comical, entertaining piece. The animals include a beginning piano student practicing his scales, a midnight dance of skeletons at the Anthropological Museum, and the turtle is represented by the double bass playing Offenbach's Cancan at a painfully slow tempo. And so on and so on. One exception is that it evades this Saint-Saëns' musical sarcasm and irony and humor is the swan. It's noble, stately, in the placid pond. The pond is represented, the ripples of the water in the pond are represented by the piano. The swan is the noble cello, of course. Was he thinking of Augusta Holmes, who was quite hefty and Rubenesque, gliding through the corridors of the Conservatoire like a graceful swan? You will not find this theory in any music book, but no musicologist can refute it. In any case, here it is. The Swan from Carnival of the Animals by Saint-Saëns.
Thank you.
The Swan from Camille Saint-Saëns' The Carnival of the Animals, recorded by Yehuda Hanani and Michelle Levin. To learn about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.